How's it going, guys? Past level question, repro step one ops guy in 2CK. 24-year-old woman, menses occur at irregular 21 to 45 day intervals. BMI 29. Physical exam shows mild acne on the face and shoulders. So we clearly have a diagnosis of polycystic ovarian syndrome here. Question wants to know what's most likely to be seen as patient. So before we dive into the answers, you need to know the mechanism is high BMI female means insulin resistance, which causes abnormal GnRH pulsation, leads to a high LH to FSH ratio. It's an up arrow for LH, it's a down arrow for FSH. Some students think they're both high, it's just the ratio's increased. It's wrong. It's actually a down arrow for FSH. LH normally acts on the theca interna cells of the ovaries to make androgens. So if LH is high, that's why we get hirsutism. FSH is going to stimulate follicles. So if FSH is low, poor follicular development. Graafian follicle won't rupture. It's retained as a cyst. Occurs over multiple cycles. We get polycystic appearance of the ovaries. So let's just hop to the answers. Choice A, decreased luteinizing hormone. Wrong fucking answer. As I just said, LH is high in PCOS. Choice B, increased FSH. Wrong fucking answer. As I just said, FSH is low in PCOS. Choice C, increased luteal progesterone. Wrong fucking answer. Luteal progesterone's decreased. So these women, because the follicles are not maturing appropriately, they are not going to ovulate. Now, normally ovulation, Graafian follicle ruptures, we get formation of a corpus luteum, the follicular remnant. The corpus luteum secretes progesterone, and progesterone is the main hormone present during the luteal phase, second half of the menstrual cycle. One of the so clearly progesterone's decreased. You need to know that one of the roles of progesterone, apart from maintaining the endometrial lining for pregnancy if fertilization occurs, is that it also limits growth of endometrium. So if we don't have ovulation, we get what's called unopposed estrogen, where we don't have progesterone to counterbalance the estrogen. Estrogen stimulates endometrium. Progesterone limits growth of endometrium. The result is endometrial hyperplasia, increases the risk for endometrial carcinoma later in life. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, islet cell hypertrophy, correct answer. So insulin resistance. Okay, I mean, I don't really know what to tell you. You got high BMI, it's going to lead to increased insulin resistance at cells, and you need to know that in this setting, you're going to have beta islet cell hypertrophy. Let's just hop through the others. The final one, theca interna cellular hypostimulation. Wrong fucking answer. When students don't answer, they choose weird sounding shit. So as I said before, luteinizing hormone normally acts in the theca interna cells to make androgens. And if LH is high, we would have increased stimulation of the theca interna cells, not decreased. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. Once you make more content, if you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.